بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. So what I want to say is that with regard to spiritual journeying, spiritual ascension, and true human values, gender is not important at all, except in certain cases where one gender is preferred over the other, and that is a preference for women over men, as far as I have seen, and I have not seen anything besides this. These are the places where a person's gender does not matter. It is the same with regard to the principle of social responsibilities. Imam Khomeini said somewhere that it is a woman's duty to be involved in politics and to address the fundamental issues of the country. They have a right and a duty to be involved. So he made it obligatory for women to actively participate in shaping the country's destiny and to address the country's fundamental issues. And this itself has a long chapter continuing in it, meaning there is no difference between men and women in these areas.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Regarding being involved in the affairs of the society, it is said, whoever wakes up in the morning without caring about the affairs of the Muslim community is not a Muslim. Is not a Muslim addresses both men and women. When you wake up in the morning, whether you are a housewife, an office worker, an employee, or a craftswoman, whatever it is that you do, you must have the society in mind. You should care about the state of the society. Now, how much you can help and play a role may vary. Each person can play a role, and this effort is required for everyone. This action, effort, and caring is required for everyone. Gender does not matter here either. Another example may be seen in the hadith, whoever hears someone cry out, "O Muslims!" The woman who just spoke here said, the way is closed regarding the matter of Palestine and Gaza. Otherwise, we would have gone if we could have. For example, imagine this woman, who is a doctor, could have gone there and attended to the sick, the injured, the woman, and the children. Everyone has their own role to play. But the important thing is that everyone must make an effort, has a duty, and should have a sense of responsibility, regardless of whether they are male or female.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.